This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, because I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, because of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am loved. Here's your host, Sue Free.
So thank you so much for joining in today on the Sue Free Show, and I'm so excited to be with you each and every week. This show has been going for over 7 years, seven and a half, I think, almost, and it's exciting. So, what is this show about? Well, when people ask me that, I say it's the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. When I was asked to do this show, I'm like, the first thing I said was, what am I going to talk about? And the person, wonderful person, Bob Hastings, he says, Sue, you'll figure it out. I know you'll figure it out. And so God has been faithful, and he's guided me along the way. And, you know, as time goes on and life happens, I always have something to talk about. It's amazing how that works. And every week I'm saying, okay, Lord, what do you want me to share this week? And something will happen, or something is just pressed on me and pressed on me to where I just need to speak up. One thing people say about Sue Freeze is she's very bold. They say I'm courageous, but sometimes I don't feel very courageous. But I do stand up for what I believe in, and I think we need to do that. You know, we do need to do that. We're called to be bold, and I'm going to talk about that today. That's kind of the message for today is being bold for God. And it's very interesting because this last week, well, actually, no, about 3 weeks ago or maybe even a month ago, I received a letter and I was asked to pray at National Prayer Day, which is May 5th. It's coming up. Whew, it's really coming up here. I was asked to pray for business. For business leaders. And, you know, I pray quite a bit. I pray. It says to pray without ceasing in the Bible. It says that, you know, we should always be talking to God. It's communication. It's relationship. It's what we have with our Heavenly Father. And He wants us to get to know Him better. He already knows every hair on our head. He knows every word before it's spoken. That's what it says in the Bible. And I believe that. So He wants us to get to know Him. And the best way to do that is to be in His Word and to pray. And it's amazing what happens when we pray. And if you are not a person who prays, you might be asking, you know, I'm not sure how to do that. So it's really not that difficult. And you don't have to have a memorized prayer. It's just from your heart. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be with big words. It just has to be from your heart, from your mind. And you just, you know, He says, ask and you shall receive, right? So some people say, oh, I'm not going to ask for that because, oh, that's just too small. He has much bigger things to deal with, right? But He wants to have all of us. He wants us to be with Him all the time. If you're a parent, you know what this is like to some degree because it's that unconditional love we have for our children. And it's like we want to spend time with our kids, don't we? We want to get to know them and we want them to get to know us. And it's relational. It's time together. It's time spent. I talk about the five love languages. And if you want to know more about that, go to Sue Freeze. Spelt like fries, one word, .com. If you go there, there are videos there. There are all kinds of things there for you, free. And, you know, when you go there and you do that, you're going to get to know a lot about me, a lot about God, and a lot about yourself, because that's what it's about. We're on a journey, you know? It's not today is the last day of our lives, at least I hope it's not. It might be for some, but, you know, we have to look at life as a journey. It's not ending right this minute. So we have to do the most with every minute we have. And some of us are older and some of us are younger, but that doesn't determine how long we have on this earth. We only have the here and now. We only have right now, right? So we have to do the most with right now. So being bold is important. We have to stand up for something. So what is it that you believe? What is it that's important to you? And you need to be bold about those things. So I was asked to do this prayer breakfast, and that's a huge honor. I'm so humbled that I would be asked to do that. And it comes with you know, where much is asked, much is required, you know. And so I'm looking at that and I'm going, okay, Lord, give me what you want to say. I want to be impactful. You know, if there's an unbeliever in the room, if there's someone that's leading but not leading the way you'd want them to lead, I want the words that are spoken in this prayer to maybe flip that person or make that person have an aha moment. It's just I'm putting all this pressure on me to be the best I can be for God. And we are called to do that, aren't we? So I'm preparing. I'm preparing in prayer. So please pray for me. I really, please pray for me for this. And pray for the people that are in the audience, that they'll have favor and they'll have ears to hear God's message, God's prayer. Because these are people that are put in a position of leadership. And leadership is a responsibility that is huge. I don't have very large shoulders and I don't have very big feet. And the person that had my company before me was a man, and he had much broader shoulders and he had much larger feet. So I tell my employees, my shoulders aren't that broad, but they have come to rely and trust that my word is my word. And I think that as a leader, that is a very important thing, to live with integrity, to live a life that is your word is your word, your yes is your yes, your no is your no. And so that is one thing that I will say to the leaders at this prayer, is live with integrity. And, you know, we don't have to be, we should not be different on Sunday than we are Monday through Saturday. It should be the same. You know, you get the same. Sue Freeze is the same today. Well, hopefully she's getting better every day. And I hope you're getting better every day, because that's a goal, isn't it? It's a journey and it's a goal. So in preparing for this, I happened to last week go to my Convene group. Convene is a biblically principled leadership quorum where I've been in this group for 7 years. And we talk about the issues that we face day to day, whether it's financial, whether it's management issues, whether it's legal issues, whatever the issues are, we bring it to the table. It's kind of like a board of directors. And we talk about what would God do? What does the Bible say about this situation? And in anything we are going through, it might be difficult to find out, you know, the scripture that's going to guide you, but it's there. And a good place to start would be in Proverbs. There are 31 Proverbs, one for every day. And if you are not a Bible reader, that's a good place to start. It gives you direction. It gives you answers. So if you're new, that would be a really good place to start. Proverbs is a great place to start. And praying, pray from your heart. Pray from your mind. Ask the Lord for what you want. You know, I was taught a long time ago that when you're praying, to thank God first. That's what I was taught, is that you thank him for what you have. You thank him for what he's done for you. You thank him because in all things, give thanks, he says. So if all things, that means start it. And when you wake up in the morning, you know, have an attitude of gratitude. It helps with your day. It helps start the day out right. I need my cup of coffee, but I need my prayer in the morning. I need to think about all the things that I'm thankful for. And how much time you have will determine how many things you can put in your mind of how many things that you're thankful for. So when I was having this meeting with Convene, there was a gentleman there by the name of Dr. He does not know that I'm promoting him right now, Dr. Merlin Switzer. And it just so happened we were talking about this testing that we're doing, talking about leadership style, talking about personalities, and we did some testing. And my son works with me, and so I had him get tested, and I'm going to have all my key staff get tested to show where we ebb and flow, what our gifts are, and where our weaknesses are, so that we can fill in the gaps. I just came back from London, and it says when you get on the underneath, it says, mind the gap. You know, there's this gap between the rail and the sidewalk where you're standing. It says, mind the gap. And there's been quite a few accidents of people not paying attention and not minding the gap. So I was just thinking about that and how many times we could use mind the gap in our day-to-day life. You know, there's this little space that we need to be paying attention to and not ignoring these things that come along our ways. We have to mind the gap. Anyway, somebody need to hear that. So Bold Leadership is the book that Dr. Merlin Switzer wrote, and I just happened to meet him at this Convene meeting, and I went up to him after he was speaking, and I said, this is so amazing because I've been asked to do this prayer, and I'm really wanting to know scriptures that would stand out in all of your studies and whatnot. Do you have any advice for me? Do you have any direction for me? And I figured, what better way to do this but to ask other people that have maybe tread down these waters, because this is new for me. And he only brought one book with him. And guess who he gave the book to? He gave it to me, and I'm holding it in my hand right now because I value this book. There is so much information in this book, and it's called Bold Leadership, Biblical Principles for Marketplace Impact. Marketplace Impact. Let me ask you, do you think that you're living your life and leading your life and you're impacting others? Do you, when you look at your life, do you believe that you have impact? I was thinking about this show today because I'm being filmed for my TV show along with talking to you here on the radio. So I'm double dutying here, which is great. I'm getting double bang for my buck. Anyway, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about people that I deal with day to day and the struggles that people face and what they're dealing with. A lot of it has to do with their belief system, who they are, what they're believing about themselves, what they're believing about their surroundings, about their job, their career, their family, you know. And a person's choice of words really exposes a lot about an individual. Have you ever really dissected what someone says? You know, there is so much between the lines when somebody talks. For instance, if I hear a man talking about his wife like a ball and chain, I don't like that. I don't like it at all, because your wife should be valued. It should be, you know, the most amazing relationship other than your relationship with the Lord. Same goes for husbands. When I hear wives talk negatively about their husbands, it's just sad. It's very sad to me. You know, should be held up, right, and valued and respected. So someone needed to hear that too. Was it you? Come on, be honest with yourself. Was it you? Okay, so what can you do with that? Okay, if you felt a little nudge or a little, oh, that hurt, that means that you can change it right now. You just make a decision and you change it. And it starts where? It starts with your belief system. And it starts with what you're thankful for. You know, it talks in the Bible about looking for the good report. I don't have the exact scripture right this minute, but focusing on the good report, whatever's true, whatever's noble, you know, to think about those things. And when we do that, it changes something inside of us, and it helps our belief system to be better. And belief system can really tear you up. What you believe, you shall achieve. I've heard that said before. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And if you're in San Diego, if you're in Ventura, if you're up in Santa Barbara, or even up the coast even further, Orange County, thank you so much for listening to this show. Side note, I went to IHOP on Sunday after church, and there's this lady named Lulu. She's the most amazing lady, and I haven't seen her in probably a year and a half. And I remember the first time I went into IHOP, I don't go in often, but once in a while. And the first time I went in, she looked at me and she's like, you're termite, you're the bug lady, you're the souffrees. And I went, yeah, that's me. And I'm like, what? And she goes, oh my gosh, I listened to your show. Oh my gosh, you have helped me so much. And it just touches my heart, because so often I'm talking to this microphone and I cannot see your face. God sees you, but I can't see your face. Sometimes I feel emotion, and I don't know if it's your emotion I'm feeling, but I'm feeling emotion and I'm drawn in there, but I can't see your face. And so I don't know who's listening. I don't know if this is touching you. I'm hoping, because I prayed before the show, that it is touching you right where you need to be touched. And it might hurt a little bit, or it might feel good. Either way, it can cause change. And I'm hoping that change is for the better, and that your belief system can be that you are beautifully and wonderfully made. So getting back to the word impact, you do impact. You impact yourself. You impact those that you come in contact with. I had lunch yesterday with a girlfriend, and she said, Sue, something you said last week just touched me so much. And I said, what'd I say? And she said, you said that I had a sweet spirit and that I was so giving and so kind. And I said, Gina, yes, you are. She goes, that touched me. You have no idea how deep that touched me. same thing when I went into IHOP Sunday, and I saw Lulu again after a year and a half, and she walked by me a couple of times, and I'm like, I don't think she recognizes me. And all of a sudden, she took a take and a double take and a triple take, and then she comes over. She kind of gave a yelp, and she comes over, and she gives me a big hug, and she goes, oh my gosh, I have so much to tell you. I'm so happy to see you. And it was so wonderful. But before I sat down, because I wanted to sit in Lulu's section, so I had to wait a little longer to sit in her section, because I just really, she makes me feel so special. She has a gift of hospitality, and she has a gift of service. Here she is, she's serving. And it was just so wonderful to see her, and she just made me feel so good. She impacted me. And you know, it was just a smile, and just, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to see you. That's how easy it is to impact someone. Some of us are called to do even more than that, but that's a great way to start, isn't it? Maybe you're not asked to pray in front of a whole bunch of people about businesses. Maybe that's not the gift that you've been, you know, created or purposed for. But you do have a purpose. You are unique, and you have to live in your gifts so that you can be all that God has created you to be. So I'm going to read out of this book. But before I do that, there was another lady when I was sitting waiting to be seated in Lulu's section, and I want to say this. This lady, she came up to me and she goes, you don't know me. I've met you a couple of times at women's meetings where you've spoke or you've been at a table, and I just want to tell you that I listen to your show. So two people in IHOP are listening to my show. So that was really, really reassuring for me, and it was like, keep doing it, Sue. Just keep going. Keep doing it, because you know, there's an impact happening. And I feel very blessed and very fortunate to be in this position to do so. And since I'm only looking at this mic, that was the way the Lord said, keep going, girl, you're doing all right. And I'm very thankful for that. So this book I'm going to refer to because I'm being called to pray for leadership, right? For business people. And you know, running a business, especially in California, is not the easiest thing in the world to do. There are so many laws that are so special, especially if you're in a industry that is using chemicals, pesticides. There's a lot of regulation. There's a lot of hoops to jump through. Not just the basics of hiring, training, getting the right people on the bus, you know, kind of thing. You know, following all procedures, doing everything right, collecting the money, making sure your customers are happy, having vehicles that run, having vehicles that look good, clean, you know, just all the things that go with running a business. The other day, I received two cancellations from customers. And this is a side note of being bold. And I think I'm going to mention this when I'm praying. Is that I've decided, Ecola has decided, to put "In God We Trust" on our envelopes. That was a huge, bold move for Sufries and Ecola. But we do. And in God we trust our business. We entrust our employees. And we entrust our customers that we're going to take care of them. But God's in control of this. Right? That's what I believe. That's my belief. What's yours? My belief is God's in control. He's got the wheel, not me. I just need to be guided. I'll do and be obedient, and I'll do what God tells me to do. So leadership for business, I'm praying for it. So I have this book, and it says, in its most basic sense, leadership is the process of influencing others to achieve something. Isn't that interesting? That's kind of in a nutshell. Influencing others to achieve something. So then we have to ask, what is it we're influencing them to achieve? Right? And we have to be clear. Clarity is important. And you are influencing somebody to achieve something. If you're a mother, you have a big job. And it's an important, the most important job. Because you're influencing your children to be good, God-loving, God-fearing children. That you raise them up and they will not depart from it, right? And you raise them up to be adults to where they can function, they can live out and have ministry wherever that is. That's what we're called to do as parents. Responsible adults that can go out and fly out of the nest and become healthy adults. And then maybe they procreate and have children of their own, and they're functional instead of dysfunctional families. Leadership can be exercised by anyone. You don't have to have formal title or position to be a leader, nor does having a formal title or position automatically make you a leader. at least an effective leader. As the old saying goes, a leader without followers is just on a walk in the park. So how about you, my friend? This is from the book I'm reading. To what extent do you lead like God matters and there is life after death? That's a huge question. And you know, when I'm in an elevator, if there's somebody that I'm not sure if they're a believer or not, the question I ask is, where do you go when you die? Where do you believe you go when you die? So does God matter? Okay, this envelope with In God We Trust. And I have two customers that said, I no longer want to do business with you because you have this on your envelopes. So they've canceled with me because I decided to put In God We Trust on my envelopes. It's only two customers, but what if it was 200 customers? Would I still stand? Would I still be bold? Good question. Good question. So I brought that up to my key staff and I said, what do you think, key staff? Are we going to be moved by this? Or are we going to stay strong? And as a whole, unanimously, my employees, my key staff decided that we were going to stay true to who we are and what we believe. And I feel good about that. And I believe that God is going to protect us and God is going to, you know, do what he says he's going to do. So in this book, I want to give you some things here. It says, what might that kind of leadership look like? The kind that, you know, God matters. And here's what he's suggesting, and I totally agree with all of this. It says, pray over each day, asking for wisdom and actively looking and listening for divine appointments that God has put in your path. I love that. I ask for him to show me. And I look for those divine appointments, and I know when they're there. I know when there's an appointment where I wasn't supposed to be at this place at this time, and I am. And then all of a sudden, there's this connection with this person. And I'm thinking, thank you, God. Thank you for that connection. Thank you for that divine appointment. And I call it as that. There's no such thing as coincidence. Coincidence is when God decides to stay anonymous. That's what I believe. Right? Consider how what you do has an eternal impact. So when I'm dealing with the people, day-to-day things, there is the immediate, like put out the fire, but then there's the eternal. Okay? And as leaders, we have to be thinking about the big picture, not just the little picture of putting the fire out, but the big picture, right? When you hear God prompting us to say or do something, obey it. How many times have you been somewhere where you have this little voice? Mine's more my heart kind of beats out of my chest, where I have to say something or I have to do something I don't want to do. And my heart's beating out of my chest. And it's like, okay, God, I get it. And then you just have to do it, right? So you have to do it. Obey what God's telling you to do. When faced with a challenge, choose to pray, read God's word, and seek the counsel of other mature Christians. There's going to be more right after this brief break.
Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy Tyson stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreespelledlikefries.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola, Termite and Pest Management Services. And if you need any termite or pest control work, hopefully you don't have a bed bug problem, but if you do, we can take care of that too. And we do it with heat, and it's a great process. You need to know more about that, so just give us a call and we'll explain it to you and educate you to the level in which you want to be educated, but we will take care of your problem. And we want to be as hassle-free as possible, because this is not fun. I get that. It's so not fun, but it is a necessity to take care of your house. It's the most expensive investment. And I could go on for a lot longer, but I'm not going to, because this is a Sue Freeze Show. It's not the Ecola Show. So there you have it. Learning to Breathe is a book that is getting noticed. It's getting noticed. It's going to be translated into Chinese. It's going to be on ebook form, and it's going to be on audio. I'm going to be working on that real soon, so I'm excited about that, so that if you don't have the time to read but you have the time to listen, you could get it on audio. It's not done yet, but it's happening. It's going to happen. So getting back to what I was talking about is about being bold as a Christian, you know, in the impact we have as leaders. That's what we're talking about. So if you're just tuning in now, thank you so much for joining in. And if you want any information, if you want to get in touch with me, connect with me, won't you, by going to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, oneword.com. Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, oneword.com. And I want to meet you there. Go there. There's so much there that you can have for free. There's some things that cost money too, like if you want to buy my book, or if you want to get the affirmations that, you know, is God's words of who you are, like I am victorious, okay? I live with that. I have to say that over and over and over again, that I'm victorious, because sometimes the world just beats you up, doesn't it? It just beats you up. And so you need to have something going in your head that's different than what you're feeling or what you're sensing on the outside. You've got to have some strength, and it comes from God. And he will give you the strength you need. You just have to ask him for it. Regularly pray for those with whom we work and the customers we serve. I need to do that more. I do. I'm just going to tell you. I'm being vulnerable and transparent right now. I need to do that more. Love those around you, including those you don't like. Okay, it's easy to love people that are lovable. It's not so easy to love those that are not lovable, right? Those ones that give you a hard time. You know, I say, you know, you want some cheese with that wine, you know, those people that just, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, when you feel pressured to deliver results, refuse to bend the rules, right? Refuse to bend the rules. Take shortcuts, use intimidation to drive those you lead, or compromise your values. Refuse to do those things, okay? Just refuse to do those things. Stand boldly for what you believe in. Stay true to who you are. The result of this leadership has a positive impact on people. Do not be driven to make more money, gain more power, or enjoy more success to impress others, but trust God's provision and blessing. It doesn't mean to be complacent. Doesn't mean, this isn't saying to not do work. It's just saying that there is a balance in life. And just understand that God is in control. And it's not our money anyway. It's his. Right? It's his. Bold means to be brave. It's another word for bold, is brave. From this point forward, when the term bold leader is used, we are referring to men and women who actively integrate their faith by embracing biblical principles in their role as marketplace leaders. I do this daily. Biblical principles is what Ecola is built on. And sometimes I don't have the answer right away, so I have to search a little bit. But it's there. It's in the Bible. The Bible is my rule book for the game called life. And sometimes it's not real clear, like, okay, in this case, Sue, you know, because this happened and because, you know, you're over here, you need to do this. It doesn't come that clear, but as you read scripture, it becomes clear. And, you know, there are people that you can bounce things off of that you trust and that you know have the best interest of the company and you at heart. So you have to, like, you know, you're not on this earth by yourself. You don't have to be a soul ranger. Isn't that wonderful to know that you don't have to ride this alone? You know, we can be together and we can do this together. I love that. The word bold is used 31 times in the Bible. All but five are found in the New Testament, and half of those are found in the book of Acts. I think that's interesting. I like those types of things. Courageous is another one that's used. There's two synonyms for bold, courageous and valiant. Courageous is used a lot more than valiant, isn't it? That word valiant, I don't hear that word used very often. I like the word a lot, and I like courageous a lot too. Those are very good words. I was thinking about the song, We Will Be Courageous, that word, that song on the movie that just came out recently, and that's such a good song. I don't have the name of it right now, but it's really good. It's called Courageous. Thank you, Katie. Katie says it's called Courageous. And we need to be courageous, and we need to be bold, and we need to be valiant. I like the valiant word. So, I think that's very interesting. Okay, in verse 23, the Lord commissioned Joshua saying, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall bring the people of Israel into the land that I swore to give them. I will be with you." And do you feel that the Lord is with you? Do you feel he's with you? Because he is with you. He says he's with you. The people encouraged Joshua to be courageous. It was the voice of followership. Followership, not fellowship. Followership. I like that. Valiant is used 24 times, most often in the context of battle or confronting daunting odds. I will tell you right now that in the marketplace, there's a lot of daunting things going on, from politics, decisions that are made that affect so many, and they have no idea that these decisions are affecting so many. There is so much coming down the pike right now that just makes it almost impossible to be a business owner, especially in California. And as time goes on, it's going to get more and more difficult. And some of the decisions, not to get into politics or anything, but some of the decisions that are made are all they're doing is causing the homeowner to have to pay more for the services that they're going to get. Because the only way to pay our employees more is to raise our prices, right? So it's this vicious cycle. It's just a vicious cycle that just impacts so many people. So I think that people that are decision makers need to think, I don't know, a little more. When I'm going to make a decision at work, at Ecola, or at home, is that I gain as much information as possible and I do the what-if scenario, the what-if scenario. What if, you know, and having plan A and having plan B is very important, because sometimes we have to abort a decision. We have to say, you know what, that sounded like a really good idea, but now that it's been kind of played out, it's not such a good idea. And to have a leader that can say, you know what, I was wrong, I'm sorry, we're going to go another direction now, is okay. It's better than continuing down a road that's definitely not going the where we want to go, right? I wish politicians would take some advice there. We as biblical marketplace leaders must first have faith in God and be prepared to communicate our faith and the reasons for our faith, right? We have to support what we believe in. We must encourage others in their leadership journey through our voice of experience and sound biblical insights. We must be prepared to face daunting situations with an assurance that God is with us. And we must understand that those who follow us expect us to lead with confidence, even as we are on our knees before God. I love that. I love that. We are called to have no fear. Now, does fear creep in sometimes? Absolutely. And so I'm going to just take a little break on this book, because I have this I Will Not Fear little poster. And on the back of it, I'm going to read this. And it's something that I keep with me all the time, because fear does creep in. You know, I'm going to admit it. Sometimes I'm fearful. Sometimes I'm thinking, ooh, what if this doesn't go well? And, you know, did I really make the right decision? Even though I have all the information possible, is there a stone I didn't turn over? Is there something that I don't know, and what I don't know can hurt me or hurt Ecola or hurt employees? I want to make sure that I'm doing everything I possibly can to get all the facts so that I can make the right decision for all that are depending on me to make the right decisions. Jesus is Lord. I have a Savior. Why should I fear? The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? This is Psalm 118:6. I have not been given a spirit of fear. I have been given a spirit of power and love that casts out fear. I will never be afraid again. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. I will not fear because there is no fear in love. Your perfect love casts out fear. Fear has torment. I will not fear so that I will be made perfect in love. That's 1 John 4:18 in case you want to reference it. I keep your word and the love of God is perfected in me. These are things we can say daily. They empower us to face whatever we're facing. Because, you know, sometimes we wake up and we're just fearful. Sometimes we have panic attacks. I've had them in the past. I haven't had them recently. But once in a while, I wake up, cold sweats, and I'm in panic mode. And I'm like, what is going on here? And then I realize that this fear has taken over. And I just have to call it out for what it is and say, I'm not going to fear. Fear not, right? I keep your word and the love of God is perfected in me. I fear not, for I know that you are with me. I am not dismayed, for you will help me. You will uphold me with your right hand of righteousness. That's Isaiah 41:10. Greater are you that is within me than he that is in the world. That's probably my favorite one when it comes to this. And that's in 1 John 4:4 if you want to look it up. It's always good to go through the Bible and look up scriptures and read before it, read after it, so that you have the full context of what is going on during that time. If you're tuning in right now, thank you so much, so very much for tuning in. And you're listening to me, Sue Freeze. And this is the Sue Freeze Show. And it's not spelled F-R-E-E-Z-E. It's spelled F-R-I-E-S. Don't ask me. Sue Freeze, spelled like friesoneword.com. Go to my website, would you? Connect with me there. Get your name in there. Get your email in there. Tell me what you want to tell me. If you need prayer, please connect with me. I beg you to connect with me. I want to hear from you. And please share the show with others. I want to share this show. It's podcasted, iTunes, iHeart. Get on there and listen. Here's another one for you. You are my God. I have the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God on the inside of me, the anointing. You strengthen me with might in my inner man or woman. I have supernatural ability to accomplish anything, not some things. I have supernatural ability to accomplish anything. And here's this one. You, my Lord, are my redeemer. The word redeemer. Being redeemed, being washed clean, white as snow, you're redeemed. You know, all of what you've done, everything is behind you. He's your redeemer. He is your savior. And he will make everything right. You just have to look up. You have to ask him in your heart and ask him to just get rid of whatever is there, any unworthiness, any guilt, any shame. He will wash it away. Call it out, speak it out, write it down, and then it's gone. It's forgiven. God's grace is sufficient for me, and it's sufficient for you. GRACE acronym is God's riches at Christ's expense. I love that. How about you? So I hope that helps you with the fear. And here's some scriptures for you. Well, I'm going to read out of here. It's Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence, Sarah Young. I reference it quite often because I love this book. Welcome problems as perspective lifters. My children tend to sleepwalk through their days until they bump into an obstacle that stymies them. Is that you? You bumping into something? Is there a problem, you know, amongst you right now? If you encounter a problem with no immediate solution, your response to that situation will take you either up or down. You can lash out at the difficulty, resenting it, and feeling sorry for yourself. This will take you down into a pit of self-pity. Alternatively, the problem can be a ladder enabling you to climb up and see your life from my perspective. Viewed from above, the obstacle that frustrated you is only a light and momentary trouble. Momentary trouble, that's all it is. Once your perspective has been heightened, you can look away from the problem altogether. Turn toward me and see the light of my presence shining upon you. Scriptures, these are great. Therefore, we do not lose heart, Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Isn't that faith? That's faith. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. That's Psalm 89:15. Take a temperature gauge of where you are right now, and what are the biggest things that are burdening you? If you're listening today and you have a burden or you have a problem, think about the problem as temporary. Think about your life as eternal. It puts things in a different perspective. Is that this is just for today, this problem. And maybe it's been going on a while, okay? Maybe, Sue, you don't know what you're talking about. This problem's been hanging on forever. I know what that's like too. I lived it for a long time. And those problems, we can look at them, we can evaluate, we ID them, and we say, okay, I'm looking at the person in the mirror. What part am I playing in this situation? What part is mine? And what part isn't mine? And then you take the part that's not yours, just put it aside somewhere because you can't do anything about that, right? So now we've chiseled this away and we're saying, okay, what part is mine? Okay, Lord, now I want you to search me and know me, O God. If there's any evil way in me, pluck it out. Reveal it to me so that I can do something about it with your help, right? Psalm 139, paraphrased. Okay, it's my favorite verse. So you're there, right? And you're saying, okay, search me and know me. He already has. He already knows you, right? But you don't know him like he wants you to know him. So get into his word and ask him to reveal to you, you know, step by step. You can't eat an elephant all at once, okay? You have to eat it one bite at a time, right? And that makes it a little more doable, a little more palatable, is realizing that you can't take this big thing on all at once. But what can you do today to make a change? What can you do today to create a new habit that's going to have a different outcome? What is it that you can do today? I am sure the Lord will reveal to you if you ask him, and he'll reveal to you what you need to do today to change tomorrow. My girlfriend, she says, my big thing right now is to, you know, you said at your celebration, Sue, you know, that there's five areas that you need to work on. And she goes, I'm focusing on my body right now. I'm focusing on my personal health. That's one of them. And she says, I want to lose 25 pounds. And I said, okay. So right now at lunch, she ate a salad with salmon. That was very good. Very good. And she had water with lemon. Very good. And I told her to walk around the outside of the grocery store. Don't go in the center because that's where all the junk is, right? Stay around the outside. You got your cheeses, your dairy, you got your produce. Stick with the produce, okay? Organic is better. I'm learning more about that from my friend Susan Thomas. She's telling me about the organic and how it is more important, even though you have to pay more. How much is your health worth, right? So I'm going organic now. I'm getting on it. And I'm going to, when I have a house and I have some dirt, I'm going to plant my own garden. So if you can do that, plant your own garden. But you have to even research the seed, okay? I'm learning all of this. It's crazy stuff. So you go around the outside and you get your food from there. And I told her some other things. But then I said to her, I said, visualization and beliefs are very important. So I want you to close your eyes right now. And I want you to visualize yourself 25 pounds thinner. Oh my gosh, you're amazing, right? And she's like, oh, you're so funny. Yeah, I am. But you know what? Visualization is really important. And with any dream, you have to picture yourself there. I'm looking for a house right now. So I'm going to these houses and I'm walking through and I'm picturing me making dinner in the kitchen. I'm picturing me sitting watching TV. I'm picturing me with a view, no view. I'm picturing me in this home. Can I live here? Would I feel comfortable here? Is this peace? Is this harmony? Is this everything I'm wanting right now? Does it feel really good? Or do I feel uncomfortable? Do I feel uncomfortable because that wall's there or the color, you can paint the wall, no problem. You know, but do I feel comfortable in that environment? But I have to picture, I have to visualize, right? Because I'm really not there cooking a meal right now, but I'm picturing me living there. How does it feel? Okay. And I'm saying this to you because maybe, you know, you're going through something and how does it feel? What does it look like? Are you visualizing yourself there? Because you have to do that. It gets you through things. Dancing, same thing. Okay. I see something. I'm going, oh, I like that. Okay. Can I do it? I don't know. I think I can. Okay. Then I have to visualize myself actually doing it. And then I visualize myself doing it again and again and again. I did that when I was in gymnastics. Okay, the routine. I had to go through it as I was sleeping. I was going through and I had pointed toes and I was going, sliding through and going up to the high bar and then, okay, straddle legs. Okay, go down, you know, sitting on the. But I went through my whole routine. I actually could right now, 30-something years later, I probably could still do that routine in my head because it's etched in my head because I visualized it. And you know, I got a perfect 10 every time in my head. Perfect 10 every time in my head because I just did it perfectly. Okay, so what is it you need to believe for yourself? What is it you need to put away for somebody else to handle because it's not yours? Okay, that's really freeing to do that. Don't work on everything all at once. Pick something. It takes 21 days, according to the experts, 21 days to create a new habit. Okay, so if you're going to change your eating habits, if you're, you know, whatever you need to do, if it's maybe even just your belief system, what you're putting in your head, go to Sue Freeze, spelled like friesonword.com. Go to the second button, which is affirmations. Okay. Go there, push on that button, watch the video. Watch the video on there and then listen to what's being said. And I have a feeling that when you watch that video and you listen to what's being said, you're going to want to do what it says because you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by reading his word, believing what he's saying about you. The I ams, they're free. You can download them. It's 3 pages of what Christ says you are, of who he says you are. You are redeemed. You are victorious. You might not feel that way right now. I get it. You might not feel that way right now, but keep saying it. Keep saying it. Your brain will believe it. And things will change within your perspective and you will react, respond differently to what's coming at you day to day, moment by moment. And thinking about the eternal picture when you're making decisions regarding your spouse, regarding your work, the people that you come in contact with. Another thing I said to Gina, I said, Gina, you know, when I pray, I want to be the light in the darkness. I ask the Lord to help me be a light in the darkness. I ask him for give me spiritual discernment of when somebody's hurting, when somebody needs a hug, when somebody needs a smile. I don't always know what's going on with them. But if the Lord says, give that person a hug, which I'm a hugger. People go to shake my hand in the business world and I'm always giving them a hug because you never get enough hugs. Okay, you have to be careful. You have to have healthy boundaries and you have to hug right. Okay, there's a right and a wrong way to hug. But hugging is good. I hope this has been helpful for you. Before I get on the radio, I ask the Lord to guide my words, my thoughts, so that I can impact you and give you inspiration and encouragement for you to be the best you for God. Until next week, be a blessing to someone each and every day, would you? God bless.
This has been the Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects.
Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.